Hello everyone, I'm Bruffy1322 and welcome to the sixth episode of the Choking Hazard podcast with my co-hosts Sugarfree Noss and RDT33. The topics tonight, we're going to be talking about GTA racing, why people race on GTA rather than other games, just generally what we like about it, what we don't like, all these kind of things. We do have an interesting guest this week, back to another guest, and I'm going to let Sugarfree Noss introduce him.
We do. He is a partnered Twitch. He is partnered on Twitch with over 300 subscribers. He's sponsored by iBuyPower. He's also sponsored by XSplit and Razer as well. Lots of sponsorships. Very, very active man. And he's a member of the 1G squad and a person that I really enjoy racing with. His name is Boski J. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, welcome.
But for those who don't know who Bo is, he is a member of the 1G squad, like I said. And if you don't know who that is, Summit 1G. So he's a member of their squad. He plays with them often. And he does his own thing, and he does his own Twitch thing, and he's very good at it. And, you know, we've raced quite a bit, and I really enjoy playing with him. And he's new to GTA racing, so he'll give a pretty interesting outlook.
On a fresh perspective. Yeah, exactly.
That's the idea.
The whole idea with this is this was originally going to be a discussion video that I was planning to create about why we race in GTA, but I think it works a lot better with a podcast where we can have all these different perspectives, and it will be interesting to get Buzz's interpretation of that being new and sort of doing his career and on racing on GTA quite quickly, you could say. Got up to speed pretty quickly.
Yeah, don't confuse new with bad. He is good. Yeah. He's better than me now. Not that I should be any kind of benchmark, but he is much faster.
Yeah, I watched that just before the start. I watched that video, The Ultimate Race, I think it was what the title was. That was between you, Summit, and Boski Noss and all that. And that was a really good battle there. That was interesting
to
watch.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I've got one announcement to say about the podcast before we get into it, and there's actually two announcements, but the next one is not going to be for a while. The first announcement is that we do have an audio version of the podcast. Finally,
everyone's prayers have been answered.
Can you believe it? A podcast that actually has an audio version. 6 weeks in, we've got an audio version,
and we got it.
What?
Anybody listening to this podcast retroactively and they've gone through like 1 to 6 on just audio only, then they're thinking, wait, what? I've just listened to it all on audio only. But yeah, we do finally have an audio only version of the podcast. The RSS feed is all set up. When the video goes up on Monday, I'll link the RSS feed in the description so you can add it to whatever podcast thing that you use. I have submitted it to iTunes. That tend to take some time to get through, so it might be a while before it's on iTunes, and we'll need to look into all the other ways that you can actually access the podcast and let people know how you can do that. But yeah, it is up there. The first episode is up at least, and the rest of them will be coming very quickly.
It's news to me. I didn't even know it was
very
already
exciting.
So yeah, there we go, audio only podcast for those who are, but I recommend watching it. I've got to say, I recommend watching it because then you'll see the choke of the week. You'll see our wonderful faces. It's a much better experience. Okay, yeah, just listen to it. It's fine. Okay, so GTA racing. Let's talk about it. Why do we race on GTA? Why?
Yeah, why? I mean, GTA is for lulz, not racing.
Yeah,
go play a real racing game.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not for racing.
Why would you race in GTA? Like, this is about blowing your friends up in free mode. This is not about racing. Why do we race?
Yeah, go play Forza.
I mean, get over yourselves.
Yeah,
jeez.
Oh,
Bruff, you know, under the fear of a 20-minute rant, would you like to answer that question for us, considering you are at the tippy top of the racing community? Would you like to answer that for us?
I mean, I guess it's I have a more unique perspective of it because I guess when GTA first came out, I used the game to, you know, make people aware of motorsport. I've always loved motorsport. I watch Formula One. I watch all different kinds and categories of motorsport all the time. And when GTA came out, I started playing GTA Online. I saw these car testings that were done terribly, and I decided to do my own take on that. And from that, it evolved into this sort of thing of, showcasing proper racing, showcasing how it can be done, using a quite a platform like GTA that's very accessible, and taking that and using that to further the message of proper racing and motorsport and how fun it can be. So I guess mine sort of comes from that, and that's why I did it. That's why I started doing it. That's why, you know, we built up originally this community that's kind of grown and grown and grown. It's all because I wanted to further that point that you can race properly, and it's a lot of fun and it takes a lot of skill. And I guess GTA was just the way to do that. I do have some personal reasons why I haven't since gone back to any other racing games, like proper racing games, but I'll come on to that later on. I'll let you guys say why you race on GTA first.
I'd like to go to Bo first, yeah. Because Bo, do you have any racing sim experience? Like, have you been into racing games before you got into GTA?
So you guys can't see me, but I'm making this face like, oh shit, are they talking to me right now?
You're the one who
agreed. Am I that
Boski
guy?
just to point out, those who are watching this live now can't see his face, but if you're watching this on YouTube, yeah, you will be able to see what he's doing, because we're going to retroactively put his camera down.
So keep it clean back there, Bo.
Yeah.
I swear.
Anyway, so do you have any experience with racing games in the past?
Gran Turismo back in the day, but I was young, you know, I didn't play a ton
like
of it.
GTA
Mario 4 Kart,
or even earlier.
Earlier, like PlayStation days, you know, whenever it came out,
GTA
my brother
4
had
was
it
on the PlayStation 2.
All right.
Not that far back. Story now. No, yeah. He just wants accurate. He wants facts. He needs timelines. I can understand that. But not.
You can't handle the truth.
I'm just looking for a timeline here. So you played some when you were younger, and then anything since.
And then, I mean, obviously Mario Kart, but no, that's kind of where the buck stopped. I hopped on Grand Theft Auto, and I would just drive around really fast. Am I the only one that did that?
That's kind of how I got started in that, because like my friends back when, you know, Vice City and San Andreas were out, they'd always get me to do the driving. They'd be like, all right, Ryan, you're really good at avoiding traffic and winning races. Do that. But I was never really into proper racing games other than like Need for Speed. I saw someone mention Diddy Kong Racing. I did play Diddy Kong Racing. That's like the extent. Maybe like the Need for Speed Underground 2 and Most Wanted were the two closest racing sims that I ever really played as a kid.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you find out about GTA racing? Because, I mean, myself and RDT, we kind of already know the story. We've discussed that before. And your story is somewhat similar in that it involves Bruff. But how did you get into GTA racing?
So, you know, GTA has the little quick plays or whatever. So you do those just trying to play. And I was racing with somebody and I thought I was, you know, the bee's knees. And then you and an old Blade show up. Next thing I know, I'm like, wait, I'm actually not good. Are these the other cars going by me? Yeah.
I think at one point I beat you in a Buffalo when you were in a Masacro.
No, you never beat me. You beat the other guys.
Oh yeah, that might have been Legion that I did that to.
Yeah, like all those other guys. I'm holding proud to that. That I wasn't the one that got beat by like the terrible cars.
Congratulations.
It
seems to be a common thing that though, like to anyone who's not necessarily within the racing community and racing against the absolute top day in, day out, most people who race think that they're the best racers on GTA because they probably win more often than they lose just in random lobbies because the general skill level of the entire population is so far. It's not an unusual thing to think that, I think. So how did you come across NOS? How did you start racing with NOS and Blade to the point where you actually got whooped and realized that?
Well,
yeah, I want your perspective and then I'll give you what really happened.
Summit found your channel and then he found mine and he wanted to do some racing. Inadvertently, we ended up racing right around Christmas of 15. So the snow came out. So Shroud, Summon, and I, we all racing around in the snow, just hating our lives. And that's when Nas came around after that, and he kind of started teaching and just showing me the ways of the actual the race. And fast forward a little bit further, next year, Summit and I are doing the same thing again. It's like he gets a GTA racing bug, because we even explored other games to go to racing to, but just the lack of customization, lack of map building, lack of everything that Grand Theft Auto accidentally created this accidental great racing game, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so next thing I know, I'm getting better, because now I'm bumping into Smithy, Demon, and Serenial, Doom Penguin. Doom Penguin.
Serenial is very fast too. He's naming some of the greats of PC. Smithy. People on console probably know Smithy, but Doom and Serenial are legends.
Yeah. So I'm bumping into these guys now, and now it's just so much fun. But I mean, at this point, it's kind of hard to go back to it and consistently do it the way you guys do, because you guys obviously have a earlier schedule, and then now everyone's doing RP. So as much as I want to race, true. It's kind of like you guys are already offline by the time I get off of work. It's irritating. Yeah. I'm watching Nosma, I'm on the treadmill, and I'm like, I want to be there racing.
I had that experience of it took how many months for me to end up finally playing with Summit after all that time. And then it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was dog tired, and it was horrible. But it was good to actually do that. But yeah, the time zones definitely cause issues.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So come on then, Nos.
How did I get into it?
Why do you race on GTA?
Why do I do it? Well, I'll back up a bit. I don't have any experience with racing games. I mean, I played GT4 a little bit when I was very little, and I was bad, and I couldn't stand it. I didn't do it. And then I didn't get into racing up until I found your channel. Because at the time, I don't know if I've ever actually told this. At the time, I was just looking for something to do in GTA. This was after the game I played first online very seriously was Red Dead Redemption, and I put 80 days into that online, and then I moved to Battlefield 3. So I kind of have these main games that I play. So I did Red Dead Redemption, and then I did Battlefield 3, and I think I have a comparable time in that as well. I got to Colonel 100 on Battlefield 3, and that's what I did. And then I transitioned. Battlefield 3 got old, and then I transitioned to GTA. I was just looking for something to do. I mean, honestly, didn't care what it was. But at the time, I know, coming from Red Dead Redemption, how the PvP was over there to GTA, it's just awful, in my opinion. PvP in GTA is not fun in the slightest. So if you can't do anything that involves shooting, which is 90% of the game, well, there's only one avenue you can go, and that's driving. And I ended up finding Gruff and getting into the crew. RDT, I think you were probably one of the first people I met in the crew, I think. I think really? You commented on my introduction post or something. I think you were like the first post.
RDT used to comment on all the introduction posts.
I've been in the crew for a while now.
So. True, OG. So,
but that's how I got into it, and I was terrible because I had no experience. Like, I didn't know what's a racing line. I mean, well, half the people in the crew don't know what a racing line is still today, but...
An Apex.
I didn't know anything, and I came from the ground up to be a mediocre driver, and it's been a lot of fun.
I think you're more than mediocre, Nos.
Yeah,
I think you're pretty darn cool.
After yesterday's stream that I did, I might be a little better than mediocre.
Why? What happened? Yeah.
Did he actually win one yesterday?
No, I'm never gonna win a race, but it was one fantastic race, let me tell you.
Okay.
But we'll move on to that when we talk about events. So RDT, what about you? Or have you already answered?
Well, I kinda gave a little I interrupted Bo for I just mixed the two together. Yeah, I'm not gonna get this right. But Bo I interrupted Bo a little bit, but yeah, you know, when I was a kid, my first system was a Nintendo 64, and so Mario Kart and Diddy Kong Racing were the two that I kind of started to get into, and then I went to GameCube and played the Need for Speed games. And then the only true sim that I ever had before all of this was Forza Motorsports 2. And I had dabbled around with you know,
it's a classic.
I'd always been a really good driver in GTA, just being fast and going in missions and whatnot. So, I mean, I don't know. And then, you know, I found Bruffy's YouTube channel in late 2013 when he started doing these testing videos of all of the stock cars. And he mentioned his crew, and I joined in December 2013, like early December, and just started racing. And that's pretty much the story of how I got into GTA racing.
It's
very Cliff Notes version.
It feels pretty amazing when you have people who say that the racing in GTA are part of the community because of my videos and because of what I've done. And
it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
It does. Like, I've tried to build this up. Like, my whole goal, like I said, was to showcase proper racing and motorsport in a more accessible way. And to know that people who were sort of not really interested in racing at all, never really picked up a sim, are now racing to a good level on GTA and enjoying it and enjoying proper high level racing and overtaking and with the rules all around it of not hitting people and all that kind of stuff. And the fact that this community has sort of been built up from nothing, really. I mean, there wasn't really anything like this. It is really nice, I've got to say.
Yeah, that's what happens when you bring together like-minded individuals that have the same kind of hobby.
It's good to at least have that sort of option there for if people want to get more involved, they can, rather than just say putting out testing videos and then not having anything else and nowhere collectively for people who like that sort of thing to join up. And even when it comes to Summit and how him and all of those guys got into it, just randomly popping onto my stream one time when we did that Slow Sports Showdown event, which was one of the better events that we've ever done. It was the perfect event to join in on, how close that race was and the amount of stuff that was going in on it. But it is amazing that's the effect that it can have. It is so versatile, so many things that you can do, has such a high skill ceiling, but is accessible that it can bring people in like that who like that sort of thing. So it is pretty amazing. And I think that's one of the reasons why we continue to race in GTA. It does have that accessibility in addition to having that high skill ceiling as well. It's very difficult to be the absolute top driver. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, you know?
And like Bo said, they really did accident themselves into a great racing game.
Yeah,
just not even trying.
It's amazing.
They wanted people jumping around and blowing each other up, and somehow you got a bunch of losers like us.
I know,
setting down barriers and tires and
looking at code.
Tires.
You
don't want to do tires. You know.
I know, it's amazing that like, what must they think, the people who created the game originally and had an idea for it, and then how they happened. I mean, I always consider that the Cunning Stunts update was the racing update. It had the vast majority of things that we've always put forward as a racing DLC in it. And, you know, to go from what they had initially to that and have this relatively decently sized community that is well organized and does all these things and has turned the game into a racing game. And I think it's an important point that what Bo said is that, you know, you're trying different games and going on to different racing experiences, but none of them have the same customization and the same freedom and the same variety and versatility that GTA has. It might not be the perfect game from a purely simulator racing standpoint. It always has its issues. It has the curb boosting, it has various other things, but the positives of owning your own cars, customizing how you want, making your own tracks is a huge one. All of that freedom,
that's what keeps it alive.
The track creator and the fact that you can go from having a car meet and showing off your car to then going into a high level race and then mix in some like shenanigans that we did with the MCC in with all that. It's just all in one game. And I want more of that with the next one. I want them to push behind that sort of freedom. But yeah, it is.
Yes.
That's why it keeps us here, I think, because of that that variety that it has. So other racing games.
We can talk about some we've played recently. I suppose. You know, where we've went if GTA has managed to make us go and play other racing games, which it has, at least in my case.
Yeah, I mean, I always used to... I was very heavy on the simulated racing games growing up. I mean, I played Need for Speed, obviously.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, you've done the opposite. You were on Sims, and then you got to GTA.
Yeah, basically, I've done the opposite to you guys, But, you know, I played the Forza 2, 3, 4. I played Gran Turismo 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, all of them, really. And I used to love them. I used to enjoy them. Obviously, I was heavily into motorsport as a general sport, so I enjoyed them in that way. And since getting on GTA, I find... The simulator games now a little bit boring and a bit bland, especially since I started racing in real life. I think the combination of both of those things, like I don't need this highly competitive fix anymore from simulated racing games because I've been racing in real life and I've had the real thing and the real experience. And then
that's really interesting.
GTA also put into that gives the notice.
You got our guest losing track of what's going on. No,
you're a guest. If you want to be noticed, just talk.
Just say it. I know. The variety that GTA has made me think that the simulator games just aren't as fun anymore. They don't have that variety. They don't have they can't keep me entertained as long as what GTA can.
See, that's interesting to me because the sport games that I would play growing up were pretty much solely Madden, which is American football.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're familiar with that. And I played football growing up. And so knowing what was happening in the game made it more interesting to me, like having played the game. So,
doing the racing in GTA and then playing some other Sims not really Sims. I don't have a wheel, unfortunately. But, you know, some of the games I've played, you know, being able to understand some of that really does make real motorsport a lot more fun to watch, which is part of what Prof wants to do as well.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, like Spanish GP was amazing.
Yeah. And you have a better understanding of what's going on in the Spanish GP watching Formula One because you've been racing in GTA or games and you understand the ins and outs of actually racing like that, I suppose. Yeah, that's interesting.
Literally and figuratively.
But what about you? Have you... Oh, you have a question.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
So, one thing I started doing when I initially got on was... what was the track called around the prison?
Cutting Corners. No. Oh, my goodness. I just immediately think of Cutting Corners.
So Cutting Corners.
Too many hot laps.
Criminal Records. Yeah, Criminal Records. I first get in, I'm just trying to unlock everything, right? So everyone just do that. So I'm hot. I'm quick playing that, and I'm beating all these guys just with stock cars. And it got to the point where they would just knock me off. They would just pit maneuver me, and I'm like, what? Like, is this really racing? Like, what are you guys doing?
The answer's no.
Then I started doing like the crazy races, how the track goes 1,700 feet up in the air and you fly everywhere. Do you guys actually enjoy doing those races or?
You'll get mixed responses with this question, actually. I'll answer first because mine's simple. No, I do not enjoy stunt races in any shape or form. I cannot stand them, and I keep it to serious tracks only. Like, if you jump
wet
or
blanket
loop or anything like that, I don't like it. It's not for me.
Well, I'm the opposite. I do like it to mix it up a little bit because, again, I don't take GTA racing. Ironically, I don't take GTA racing as seriously as a lot of people do in the crew, especially when it comes to stream races. Like, I couldn't care less where I finish, how I do. So unless it's a proper event like an MCC race or a specific event race that's been set up as a standalone thing, I just don't care. So I don't mind mixing other things in and having a bit of fun with it. Again, that comes from the real life racing as well. Like, all my competitive fix comes from specific competitive events and the real life stuff. So I find it hard to enjoy the competitive side of Sims because of that, because I get my competitive fix elsewhere. And then when it comes to GTA, that's also what keeps GTA fresh for me, is having that variety of, you can have a proper race, but then you can switch in the next race to have a rally race, and then you can have a looping race and stunt race and all these different weird kind of things. So I like that variety. I wouldn't want to do it solely, constantly. I'd like to mix it. It's good to mix in, but yeah, I like the variety of that.
Yeah.
RDT, you in the same boat as him?
I mean,
pick a side. It's me or him. Pick a side. There's no in between.
I mean, I like Ruffy's answer. Everything's good in moderation, and I think there are a lot of really creative tracks out there that can be fun. You know, I don't like to bottom myself down into one little aspect of the game. You know, I enjoy adversary modes from time to time. I had a lot of fun destroying Ruffy and Tiny Racers. That was a blast.
Not the first batch. I won the first one, I think, I remember. Don't say you've forgotten about that.
My memory's a bit fuzzy on that one. Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, like, I enjoy all the different aspects that this game can provide, all the different things that you can do. Man, and I know some people don't like adversary modes, but some of them are good, some of them are fun, and in moderation, I think you can enjoy something, at least some of the time.
Yeah, I guess that's what keeps GTA fresh. Yeah. So yeah, that's we, you know, me never going back to, not really never, but that's why I've never really gone back to simulator races, because of that competitive edge that I get elsewhere and the variety that GTA has. But what about you guys? Can you guys see you going to any? Maybe sim races are more geared towards sim stuff. I know Formula One 2017 is sort of around the corner relatively soon. And Gran Turismo Sport is on its way. Maybe I'll check those out, I think, and just see what I feel about them, but whether they can keep me entertained. But what about you guys? Are you guys going to be playing any of those?
From time to time, I play Forza Motorsport 6, but that's pretty much...
I'm kind of open to anything myself. I've thought about picking up a set of Corsa. I've played a little bit of Project Cars, but that's not very good. the only other kind of casual thing would be Forza Horizon 3, and that was bad. I mean, going back to the topic of GTA being the best racing game we have right now, it really is a crime if that's the case, is it not? Is an absolute crime. We also have the Crew 2 coming up, and if they do that correctly, then we might have a good game on our hands. But you know, are they going to do it correctly? I don't know. The first Crew was not that great. So
what was the AAA title they made that?
The developer of the Crew?
Yeah,
Ubisoft.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not
going to. Yeah, they're not.
No. That kind of sums it up. Jesus. Yeah.
Look, Ubisoft is getting better, okay? They're getting a little better.
No.
A little bit.
Assassin's Creed 27.
Coming. Oh, Ubisoft. What about you, Bo?
Listen, right. Watch the time.
Listen, you're not a guest in this. You're a producer.
Get out of here. Just
right
now.
Right. I've slagged off Ubisoft as much as I possibly can in the past, but Watch Dogs 2 was actually a decent game, evidenced by the several thousand pages of QA developers that they had to use for the, credits.
Should we just mute and be on
congratulations.
What about you, Bo? Racing games. Do you think you're going to... I mean, you said you went to other ones, but couldn't really hold your attention. Are there any that you're going to look at?
Yeah, I tried... what was that Forza that came out recently?
Horizon 3.
Horizon 3. And that was like my first taste of...
Can we just poop on that for a bit?
I never actually played it. I wasn't too interested in it. Don't waste your money. Summit, like... Summit, we're GTA racing, and because you know you're kind of limited to the cars if your skill set's around the same.
Yeah.
If you get a slower car, and you're kind of gonna be pulled to the back, you know.
Yeah.
So Summit's like, oh man, I can't wait till Forza comes out. Oh, I'm gonna be beating that ass and that all the time. And so we both buy the $100 edition.
I did too. I should not have. I apologize. Yeah, I brought shame to my family. I pre-ordered a video game.
Yeah, never pre-ordered games.
I'm so sorry. I wish I had the $100 back.
It was so bad, man. It was just like, this is it, huh?
Like, and... it had the potential. It was there pre-release, and then nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
If
Gran Turismo's coming out soon, right?
Go ahead.
Gran Turismo's coming out soon, right?
Yeah, Gran Turismo Sport at some point soon.
That doesn't apply to me until like 2033 when we get a PlayStation 4 emulator, and I'll play it then.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give that a shot. I'm not gonna buy a pre-release though. I'll wait. I'm gonna watch some Twitch channels and I'm gonna see if it's something I'm willing to spend money on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I'll hop in. Yeah,
it is interesting how GTA has kind of. Because I was thinking earlier, you know, what if Rockstar decided to make another Midnight Club? And focused it on racing and sort of took the racing from GTA into a new game and fixed all the things that we don't like and things like that. But then what could it do better than GTA? And when you think about it, you would also lose all the other aspects of GTA. The only things they could really do better are a little bit more of a focus on racing properly, you know, without the curb boosting and stuff like that.
I mean,
but the car customization, all the huge amount of array of cars you can have, the tracks is a huge thing, I think. Could they incorporate that into a Midnight Club? But then that's outside my window, RDT. But you know, what could they add to that that would necessarily make us want to go to that instead of GTA?
I think it goes back to the base level of, if you're building a racing game, then the map that you build for the racing game is going to be built for racing, even if it is a cityscape environment or it's a hills environment. Like, as good as the map for GTA 5 is, it's not built for racing. It is built to look like an authentic world.
Yeah.
And with that, you get poles, you get medians, you get curbs everywhere, you get signs everywhere, you get fantastic roads that are just one-way roads. Like, for instance, the road up to the Vinewood sign, terrible, great road, doesn't go anywhere. Whenever you play these racing games, some of these open world racing games, like say for instance, I played recently Need for Speed Underground 2. You know, there are certain types of roads that are expected in, you know, you've got your cityscape environment, which GTA does, but you've also got the hills environment, which GTA kind of does, but not enough of, in my opinion. And then you've got the whole, you know, snaky road that goes up a hill that's just nothing but hairpins that, you know, people put on some Eurobeat and drift down. You know,
you're going to get those roads that are always closed and, like, that's where all the
under construction
goes.
Like when you build a game based on racing, you get those things.
I guess they could even put an actual racetrack in it, a custom built
racetrack. And that's
race
true as well.
Yeah, I suppose.
To be fair,
they
could have done that with GTA as well.
Yeah,
but
they could. Needs a map expansion, GTA. Anyway, that's a different topic. I think the one of the big things that has kept GTA that's kept it alive apart from the content creator and the track building is events, and especially within our community, the kind of events that we've created and raced with, and it's amazing the sort of things that have happened with events. I know that Bo was in the snow event that we did. I don't know whether he's done anything else beyond that, but the whole event system that we have just gives it so much more life beyond that.
Oh yeah.
I think it's interesting to get the impression of Bo regarding that, because obviously, like he said, it's been quite quick where he started racing randomly and then did some playlist racing and then quickly, you know, then did the event with the snow event, if there's any other that
he's
done.
It's a shame
that
the schedules conflict and that's the only event you've been able to do. Have an evening playlist, by the way. I'll mention this to you now while I'm thinking about it. Baron has on PC has started an evening playlist. Might want to look into that.
Yeah.
Looks like it was getting pretty full when I saw it on the other night on TeamSpeak. So
yeah, get in that. But yeah, when it comes to events, is it something that you both think looks pretty good and wish you could do more?
Yeah, no, it's. I had a blast with it, man. I raced with Doom Penguin and Serenial, and I hung with them for I kept up with them for at least two laps. I was like, man, I wish I was in GP1 to kind of see where I could stand.
Yeah.
But obviously, you have to prove yourself to be with the best. You just can't hop in the ring with Mike or Ali or anything like that. So.
Yeah.
But events, that was a lot of fun. My problem is with events, I have a puppy bladder, so if I have water, if I have a beer, I gotta go, you know.
So you're gonna need a bottle, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a bottle. I'm gonna need to mute my mic. And why are you making that face? What are you doing? You know? But events.
So your problem is the endurance format. You just can't.
Maybe you need an event that has two or three races in one round or something like that. Shorter form.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, now that's cool. Yeah, because that day I was just sitting here like, my mouth is so dry. Like, I didn't drink anything that whole time.
They are difficult to get used to. I think people underestimate these endurance events on GTA. They are quite. Yeah. They take a bit of effort.
You can do a 10 race playlist and be fine. That lasts 2 hours, but one race that lasts an hour, you might go insane. It's
brutal. It drains you. Yeah. It definitely does.
What have been your favorite events? You guys, RDT and NOS, since you've been
RDT,
doing
you
doing
answer
events.
First. I've can answer.
Pretty much only done MCEC season 4 confirmed. I did the first event that we ever did for multi-class racing, which was the Elegy and the Penumbra on North Loop. And that was just a one-off.
Yeah.
Ooh, I bet that was fun. That sounds like a good combination to use today still.
That was a lot of fun.
Well, we actually did that for the last round of season 2 on the North Loop was Elegy and Penumbra going back to that.
I wasn't in that, so
I don't know if I was in season 2.
Remember, our season 2 on PC was a mess,
But yeah, that was the first. That was a test event to see if it could work.
And it did really well.
And that actually spawned the multi-class endurance stuff. That was a fun one.
So I think that was my favorite, just being on the ground floor of that entire thing.
Yeah, the very first one. Bet there's not many people around who do took in those races. Still. What about you, Nos?
True OGs.
I would say overall, probably my favorite has been MCEC Season 3 Race 1 of Sports Classics, Blaine County. Battled the entire time in the Coquette Classic. I lost out at the end with a major choke. Yeah, I need to submit that to Choke of the Week, actually, because I have that footage on hand. Missing that mid-drive in the one of the final corners of the final lap and losing out on the position.
I should have won!
But, I should have beat Vixstro. That was just such a scrub.
Interesting.
But recently, I have to speak about the event that I did yesterday. It was yesterday, around this time. It was a Khalib hosted it. It was a Futo event. Everyone was in the Futo around Dr. Cloden's spa, which if you've watched my streams at all, you've probably seen. But every one of us was in the Futo. I had an hour of practice beforehand. Since we were all in the Futo, I thought it would be a good idea to... Oh, does anyone have a Eurobeat playlist? So I erased, I put on Eurobeat the whole time, and that focused me like a I was focused. I started at the very back due to some issues in the pre-lobby that might have involved a grenade. And so I started at the very back, and I made my way all the way up to, I think my highest position was 4th, and I ended up finishing 6th after all the pits were done. And it was the most fun that I have had in a racing event in forever. self-promotion, absolutely. Go on to my channel.
Always. You can always self-promote.
And watch that event.
I never know.
It was a lot of fun. Please go watch it, because it was the best event that I've had on my channel in a very long time. And it was so much fun, because the Futo is it's hard to control, but it's not uncontrollable. And just watching everyone else mess up and me trying to keep my composure, it was just amazing.
It has been amazing, just the type of events that we've had over the years, and the different, you know, people are very creative with the kind of events. Definitely need to get Bo into some of those. Get some late night events going on, so you can take it to the next level. Although maybe just not the hour long races. So interesting that you said MCC, and I did say that there would be two announcements in the course of this podcast.
Do I need to take cover?
MCEC, the Mudi Class Endurance Championship.
Oh God!
Season 4 is going to be going ahead this year.
Oh my goodness!
There it is. So I've been hounded about it so much over the last few months. MC season 4 confirmed has always been a joke in every single stream. Now it has actually been confirmed. I'm not giving any details about it. No, there's nothing put up about it anywhere. You can't sign up yet or anything like that. But you keep an eye out for it. It is going to be coming.
Take over again.
But that is the confirmation that the fourth season of the championship.
Seven seasons confirmed.
No, don't start this. But MCC season 4.
The chat's quite happy with that announcement there.
Yeah, the chat seems very happy. Season 4 is confirmed. It will be happening this year. What's MCC?
Nice.
Good
stuff. First race, December 31st. You heard it here first. First race starts this year.
That has to be the title, just to get everybody to watch MCC season 4 confirmed.
Yeah. MCC with season 7 confirmed. Now that's it, I'm done. The chat.
Seven seasons, that's crazy. Thanks. Thank you, bruv. That's awesome.
Alright, so we've talked a lot about why GTA racing and things like that. Let's get into the regular segments. But before we do that, if anybody wanted to ask any questions for any of us, that can be to one of us in particular. And take your chance to ask our guest a question. If there's something burning that you've always wanted to ask for.
We have a professional streamer on hand for the first time. First time that we've had someone that's a professional on our show.
Definitely get
if you would like to ask them
him.
How it's done, please do so.
I'm just looking down all sad and just realizing that this is so true. I'm not a professional streamer. as always, you can get into the Discord channel, the phone bank that has been opened up to regulars as well. So it's not just those who have Twitch subscribers and Patreon supporters, but it is regulars as well. If you're all synced up via that, then you can get in the phone bank, get your questions ready. MB Hammer will be in there to take your questions and put you in one by one, and we'll all answer them. But
question and answers brought to you by Discord, the number one communication service for gamers, discord.gg. we have two Discord partners on the podcast today, so gotta be showing them some love.
Oh, there's a question from Smithy. Bo, do you want to field that one?
Hold on before we read Smithy's question, did anyone see Dead Kelly? What Kelly said, I have this rash. Well, I just want you to know that you're definitely going to have to amputate. Okay, you're going to have to amputate.
Rip.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Smithy, there's nothing I can do, man. Considering you taught me a lot of things. Smithy's such a troll, man.
He is. He's a big troll. I mean, that's a question I have for Bo. What are your thoughts on curb boosting? Because somebody asked that in the chat.
I'm going to be entirely honest with you. Yeah, like, some people hate it. Other people are like, just take it out of the game. It's okay. It's there. Let's use it. I don't know. I think it's okay.
Yeah?
It's kind of like we were talking about Madden earlier. There's always going to be one play that is almost impossible to stop. Yeah. So someone's going to use it on you. So you should know how to use it just in case someone is going to use it.
Yeah.
It's like fight fire with fire, you know? And if you can deal with it, you can dominate. So I like it.
But if you had the ability to take it out the game completely, would you, or would you leave it?
See, that's a hard one. That's a hard question, though.
It is a hard question. That's why I asked it.
Because, yeah. Because...
Hard-hitting question like from journalist Brophy.
There's still so many different things. There's still short-shifting, you know? Short-shifting still isn't as good without the curb boost, but it's still there, and it still works effectively. So if you don't know that, then you're still a peg down, you know? Yeah. So even if you remove that, you still have a problem. But put everyone on an even playing field, huh? That'd be interesting.
From a pure racing standpoint of mine, I would take it out without even a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to see him cry about it, but take it out if you can.
Put everyone on the even playing field and see where everyone else, see where they still stand. Because that would be interesting to watch now that we've come this far.
Yeah.
So I'd be okay with it.
Okay. All right. Let's do the regular segment. So let's kick it off with the choke of the week. Let's do that.
Ooh. Ran right into the choke of the week.
Nice.
Where's the playlist?
Choking Hazard Podcast. Choke of the week.
Choke of the week.
All right. So I'll let you guys know when I start the playlist playing this time, so that you can follow it through as we're going. But I'm going to start the first race. Like 45 seconds in. Let's say 40 seconds, because it's quite a... And then I'll skip to the next one quicker as well.
But you guys doing Chuck of the Week?
We are doing Chuck of the Week. Yes.
We're doing our regular segments, Sam.
Well, listen, right, I can't do two things at once, can I?
Well, that's fine. Just let people be in the phone bank. They can sit there for a while and we can, get this
patience. We've got one guy in there.
It's a virtue, patience.
Okay, we don't have a Choker of the Week jingle. We probably need that. We need some sort of jingle for Choker of the Week.
Yeah, some kind of like used car salesman jingle. Or something. some kind of low end radio jingle. That'd be great.
Okay, so let me go to this one. There we go. So we'll start playing it now. So we're not even on GTA for this one, this first clip.
Forza Motorsport 6 in the Lancer Evolution. One of my favorite cars.
In second place.
Coming around the bend.
15. A lot of tires around there.
Doing pretty good. Forza. Looks like he has a promising race ahead of him.
And not anymore.
Ah, shit!
Engine damaged, driveline damaged, body damaged, front downforce damaged, clutch damaged, transmission damaged. Steering damage, left front brake damage, left front suspension damaged.
Anything else? No.
Everything. You can't even get it moving again.
Will to live damaged. Confidence damaged.
Oh my god. Yeah, that has not gone well for him. He's down. He went from sixth, second to eighth. Wait, was that the? Oh, he had one more lap to go. Yeah, that has not gone well.
Oh no.
He just can't do anything. What? Poor guy.
As always, guys, as we're going through, pick out which one is your favorite, because then you guys will be voting for what is your choke of the week this week.
We're gonna call this clip "Hit the Apex." Yes. That's what this clip is. This "Hit the Apex."
All right, let's move on to the next clip. The lap, it all went wrong. This is an old one. Back in the snow,
all slippery in the Vodka. Unusual choice of car for this class. Unusual choice. First place in the Vodka, and then we have some prop issues.
Yeah, that's not gone well.
Casino Royale is what we'll call that one. Yeah. Down
into second.
Bad things so many times.
Oh no!
That's issues. That's first place, well and truly.
I'm watching that movie tonight.
And every body panel. Can we just edit the messages from Forza Motorsport 6 from the last clip? Just put it in here, because I think it would fit pretty well.
Yeah. And the last one.
Here comes the last clip on a stunt track here.
Yeah.
Yellow Stock Massacro. Now this one is going to be a game of where's he going to choke? Is it going to be here?
Yeah.
Is it going to be there?
Yeah.
Is it going to be over there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where's the choke going to be? This is going to be interesting.
Oh no, is he going to run into traffic here?
Who's the
is there a shared section?
Oh, is it going to be here?
As he comes... Oh, is this a sign? No. Oh, no, he gets past the sign. Not rear-ended either. He's okay still.
Interesting.
Where see the missus checkpoint? There's plenty of room.
Oh,
nope.
We got combination. Oh, no.
Shared traffic.
Didn't hit anyone at the shared section. Who's that in front of
him? Where is he? Oh, what's
happened? What's happened?
Issues have been had.
What's happened?
And due to the fault of others.
So we'll go back and play them all again. We had a little message from Dimitri, who's first place was actually pitting, so he would have taken first place.
Oh, really?
Race.
Wow.
But yeah, the last clip, that was me in the Orange Massacre in the lake. I guess that was more my joke, but I took out not only myself, but second place as well.
It was just that bad.
So yeah, the straw poll is getting put in the chat. You guys can vote on that. Number one, number two, or number three. Which one is your favourite choke? And what will be your Choking Hazard podcast choke of the week?
We need to hear your guys' opinions first, though, obviously.
No, we don't want to influence the voting.
Yeah, no. Look, if I say I like a clip, everyone will vote for it. I don't want that. I want.
And if I say I like a clip, then everyone will not vote for it.
This is preparing you before I reveal what is the winner.
Yeah, let us know when you've got a winner, and then we'll give our.
Yeah, just tell us when the voting's
done. But don't reveal the winner first. So, yeah, that's our second one. And then the last one that we just saw, we'll skip a little bit.
And sorry for those just listening.
Wearing a monkey mask.
Sorry for those just
listening. For those listening to the audio version of this podcast, this segment of the show is irrelevant to you, and I apologize.
Yeah, at this point, they've already turned it off.
Gruff apologizes. Yeah. I take no responsibility for this.
Well, if you want, this is primarily a video podcast, so get watching it on YouTube if you want to be seeing the chokes.
Don't you be forcing. Look, all right, there's somebody right now.
No, instead, just watch
traffic.
Everywhere you can.
All right, he's in traffic. He's going into a hard day of work. All right, it is 7:45 a.m. He's going to be late, and he is listening to our show. Don't you tell him he's not having the time to watch our show. All right, listen. Thank you.
Alabama time. It's different.
Look, that guy. All right, that guy in the car. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that. you are fulfilling my lifelong dream of just a little bit closer to being on radio. Thank you.
So somebody did you see that comment on the previous video or the previous episode on YouTube? Somebody actually said
I'll read the comments.
I actually listened to these in the car. Rather than watch them.
There are people who do that.
And I guess a podcast works well in that way. But I guess what people can do if they do only listen, they can load it up on YouTube, look in the timestamps, look in the description for the timestamps.
Yes, we do have convenient timestamps that no one knows about.
I know. All you have to do is look in the description, click find where it says regular segments, and just click the link there, and you'll be taken straight to the choke of the week. You can watch all the chokes that way. That's what you got to do.
There you go.
So I've posted the link again, but I think we've got a bit of a we've got a victor.
All right, okay. So let's give our thoughts. I haven't made my mind up yet, so someone else go first.
I like the Forza 6 choke. I like that. That was just grade A bad driving, and
despite having gotten into the lead.
Yes. I can admire some grade A bad driving, and that was some absolutely terrible driving. So that is my choice. That wasn't even trying to cut it close. You just decided to drive right into the wall for fun, and I admire your decision.
Who was that driving?
That was Dmitry Shostakovich.
Dmitry Shostakovich.
Dmitry.
Okay. Oh, come on, Bo, what's your favorite? What's your choke of the week?
Oh, instantly Forza.
Yeah?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Because that looked like something I would do.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Fair enough. What about RDT?
As much as I hate to agree with Nas, I'm going to have to agree with Nas. That was...
Clean from the host here.
That was a dope choke, I have to say.
That's pretty good.
Next level. Freaking out on a corner. I like it.
I was
good job, Dimitri. Well, again, not really a good job, but
bad job.
Good. Dimitri, you're awful. You are awful.
I feel like I kind of have to go for the last one because it was my choke and I was the one who choked and caused the incident. But In all reality, yeah, the first one I think was the best of the chokes in my.
So you're kind of like me from the preview.
We've got
one that's correct, and then one you like more.
Yeah, that's pretty kind of much. Position. Yeah. I will just point out before we have the results. I just got to point out to everybody that there were a lot of good chokes submitted. And whether they do get completely wiped,
if you didn't get selected, be sure to resubmit.
If you didn't get Sean or you didn't win, resubmit your choke because we had a lot of really good ones and it was difficult getting them down to three. But feel free to resubmit it every single week, even if you don't get it, Sean, or submit a better one if you find a better one or you do a better one. Go on then.
Apparently,
which is our winner?
To get it down to 12.
Choking Hazard podcast choke of the week. Who's the winner?
So we had an overwhelming decision by our host, co-hosts and guests, and an overwhelming decision by chat. With 76 votes out of 103, it's Choke 1, Forza.
Congratulations.
For Dimitri.
Nice. Well done, Dimitri Shostakovich.
You are awful at the game.
Yeah, you suck. Well done.
Oh, jeez.
There's only one person that could turn into that wall as poorly as you did, and that was you. Nothing.
Good job.
Except bragging rights for being so bad.
Yeah. I like all the broken items on his car.
Can we get some Brophy choke in the chat for Dimitri, please?
Next regular segment, let's have some RDT's Apple Juice Minute. Let's do it.
Oh, all right. Oh, I'll be right back.
The Alcoholic Anonymous portion.
I've got to point out to everybody in the chat that supposedly, according to RDT, this is the final week of the whiteboard.
Of this particular whiteboard, yes. We will force him to get another one. So just be prepared, it'll be a different whiteboard. It's kind of like losing a puppy, okay? You get a new puppy, and you love the new puppy, but it's not the same puppy.
You know, the chat just gets things taken away from them all the time. They had the hat, and then that got taken away. They had
they
the chair. That got taken away. They must be used to the whiteboard.
Oh,
what's this?
Oh, my Lord.
Is this thing on?
Oh my
goodness. I don't know. You guys here? All right, now that partner, boy is gone.
Man, you look like one of my cousins. How you doing?
You're going to hear a message from your American cousin, Ulysses Northcutt. Do you know what this weekend is?
It's Memorial Day weekend, brother.
This is one of the most important holidays in American culture, okay?
God bless. Hold that thought.
Here we go. Put it on. Put it on, cousin.
For anybody listening to this, you have to go on the video and watch this bit.
There we go. All right, I'm here.
You will not be disappointed.
This is amazing.
We are ready to go.
It's one of the most important holidays in American culture.
God bless America, man.
We remember those who have fought and died for our country. It's a very serious issue. But we also grab the boys, go up to the nearest lake or beach, get blackout drunk on a boat, water ski, jet ski, wakeboard, wherever you want. Pass out. Wake up with a sunburn so bad, you'll pray to God you never have a drop of alcohol again.
Makes you feel like you're swimming in Tabasco sauce, let me tell you, partner.
You will the next day and the day after, till you have to go back to work, because that's the American way. Okay? If Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty over here, she wouldn't take some fancy pants cocktail made by some Yankee in some swanky Manhattan bar. Nah. She'd be slugging down a good old-fashioned American Budweiser. Okay, this little-known fact, this is made from molten American flags and cooled down in the Alaskan tundra, but it's not disrespectful. Each batch is brewed in the Liberty Bell, which gives it that extra taste of freedom, and that's exactly what this is. This is freedom in a bottle.
God bless America.
Europeans to understand. George Washington came up with this recipe himself, and he kicked your goddamn king out of this country with his own two hands. Now you tell me that you won't want to drink one of these right now.
Oh, God bless America. Pass it over.
America.
Oh, God.
Wait, Jesus. Oh, man, I've never felt so patriotic in my life. And I went to Talladega and I saluted the flag when they sang the national anthem. God bless America.
America!
The whiteboard now makes all the sense.
God bless America, man. Everybody have a good Memorial Day weekend. All right, and that doesn't go for just us Americans. Now, that goes for you Europeans, too, all right? Because you need to respect. Best
So
better go out and get yourself an American
the
flag.
Chat was hilarious too. That as well. So that was RDT's Apple Juice Minute. That was quite an interesting inventive one. That was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta say, I'm normally outgunned when it comes to obviously that there's two American co-hosts. We've also had an American guest as well, so it was at least 75-25 this week. At least our first two guests that we had were both British, so that we evened it out. But after that, and also both all three of you being here, like I feel just a total minority at this point.
Inferior, yeah. Because you're inferior. You come from an inferior place. It's simply a fact.
Jesus.
When I go back to work on Tuesday, I'm showing all my coworkers that. I have to. Bare minimum.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is Memorial Day right here.
Can I?
We stand in formation. Like we're in a long formation for hours. Yeah. And all this other jazz. So
you know what? That's right. That's the one thing I didn't mention in our intro, and it's incredibly disrespectful. You were a member of the U.S. Air Force. Thank you for service.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, I didn't actually know that.
And have yourself a good Memorial Day. I can't believe I botched the whole intro, by the way. I stumbled over my words. I apologize for that now.
It makes even more sense now that you're going to show them this clip. That patriotism's going to run through.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's so awesome. Good stuff. That's so awesome.
What a guest. He has everything. Oh, yeah, we also didn't mention that he visited Rockstar as well, the actual New York offices.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
Rockstar. I visited the London offices. We talked about that.
We have done a big disservice to our guests.
We have.
I think we're going to have you on the
game. We've got to bring a guest on, and then we just this is has me. Yeah, I visited the Rockstar offices in London a few weeks ago, and they're trying to get the same sort of setup as what they had in New York over there. But you've been to the main one. You've been to the New York offices. What was that like?
Yes. It is. So it's multiple floors, one. And in the Rockstar one, it's very exclusive. You can't like go around inside of it. You can pretty much just go to the like lobby area. And it is just all games. There's just arcade game after arcade game after arcade game. And they have it all set up, and it's amazing.
Are there beanbags anywhere? Crucial question.
No. Is this a bean, not that is this I saw. Bag? Actually,
no bean bags. Okay.
I don't think I saw any. There might be some, you know, in the back somewhere.
Okay.
I didn't see any in like the lobby area. But when you go up to the actual streaming area, since Rockstar is owned by Take-Two, that you can kind of explore a little bit more. And that has like all of the games that Take-Two has made, including the Rockstar titles. And then they have the streaming area, which is like a bunch of posters of the game behind us. And those guys, you know, despite the knowledge of which racing car should go in which category, those guys are actually some of the coolest people I've hung out with. I mean, you think about it. You work with video games and idiots all day complaining about video games, and then idiots who sit next to you. Like, you just end up having an amazing outlook on video games and life.
Yeah, that's kind of the same experience I had with the guys in the London offices as well. They are very, very nice people, and they're not the kind of people who make the decisions that we would complain about anyway.
Yeah, we talked about that. Right.
They're all you know, very, very. If anybody hasn't seen that episode of the podcast, we went in depth about that. That's episode 4. For anybody who's wants to go back and watch it, but yeah, they are very, very nice people and just cool, just chill.
Yeah,
it seems like it's such a nice place to have a job. One of those offices.
I keep telling them to hire me.
Yeah.
Every time I go in there, you guys got openings.
It's not bad to let people know what you want, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, and then here's me saying, oh, I need to be the one who oversees all the car development, and I'll get stuck up at Rockstar North where they're all horrible at the devs and all this kind of stuff. I'll end up in the worst place.
Not a beanbag in sight.
Not a beanbag.
Single beanbag.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nas.
Beanbags are the cornerstone of a modern workplace, all right? If you did not know this. Okay, yeah. A modern tech workplace. If you do not have beanbags, you are living in the 20th century.
Okay.
All right,
fair enough.
That's just how it
fair
is.
Enough, fair
if you didn't know this,
well, we've at least we've gotten to Bo later on in the podcast, and actually talked about him and explained what he... I didn't even know about all that stuff, who was in the Air Force or anything. I should have done my research as well.
Yeah, I can't believe I've...
Yeah, I didn't do any research, because you were meant to do the intro, and you messed it all up.
And that Choking Hazard Podcast Choke of the Week goes to me.
Yeah, you've choked it this time. See, it's a lot more difficult than you think.
I'm sorry.
I literally asked you. I was like, "What should I know about this gentleman?" And you're like, whatever.
I had it kind of prepared in my head, and then it just all went bad, and everything was terrible. Look, being on radio, not the easiest thing. Okay, sometimes you do choke.
Listen, though, I mean, we are the Choking Hazard Podcast. I think people are aware. Yeah. 6 episodes in at this point, we are always...
I forgot to tell Blade to do it. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. You forgot to tell Blade to do it. you tried to do it yourself, and it all went to hell. But people should expect issues every single week, because that's just that's what we do. All right, let's get to the questions. Let's do it.
Moving into our question-answer portion of the show. MB Hammer, who is our first caller?
First caller, we've got it's Fozzy.
Hello, caller. You're on the Choking Hazard Podcast. You're looking a little blue today. What's your question?
Brilliant. That's the only thing I was here for.
What's your question?
Well, everyone and chat, I suppose. They can have
Don't involve chat. No? They're not a part
of this. Okay, well, no, chat, you're out. My question is, would you have liked it if Rockstar would have allowed support for racing wheels in GTA by default, such as, G27 or something?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. Sure.
Doesn't really affect me.
Who would answer no to that? I mean, sure.
Well, I don't know.
I'm a PC gamer, all right? I want to be able to use a flight stick. What a stupid
question. Who would answer no to that?
What the hell are you talking about?
No, get the hell out of here! No, I'm not going to lie. I feel like, because you think about it, the whole flick-sticking idea. Could you imagine flick-sticking with your arms? Like, you would be so buff, or at least tone as hell, like trying to flick-stick with it. So yeah, I don't know about wheel.
Based on the physics, there's no way it would work properly.
Yeah, okay.
It's either on or off with the steering, I guess, but...
I haven't thought this through.
It would have to be, the physics would have to be built from the ground up, maybe for the next GTA, and it's actually more realistic in that respect that a racing wheel would work. But then you'd have to think, would you want to go into first person? And I think it takes away a little bit from the arcadey,
you can't
GTA,
go into first person.
The benefit of GTA is the fact that it has a bit of arcadiness to it, in addition to having a bit of skill level required. I think if you had the physics that were needed to make a racing wheel work effectively, then you would take away from some of that accessibility that GTA has from just people using a controller or whatever. So I don't know, I'm torn on it.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Now that I've thought it through, I think
could you imagine the visuals on a stream using a wheel with the flick stick aspect?
The wheel just...
Is he dancing? Yeah. What is this? What is he doing?
Jesus. Interesting, because I never thought about that, actually. I hadn't thought about that in depth. That was just my initial impressions. But I thought that was an interesting question, regardless of what NOS said.
When I thought about it, now it's an interesting question.
Yeah, when you let the question sink in instead of attacking the man.
Look, sorry, I'm a bit hostile. I apologize. Never know what's going to happen. You come into the phone bank, you come on the show, you don't know what's going to happen.
I was going to say, I used a wheel in PC single player quite a bit, so I have experience with it. But it's sort of like a 1-to-1 ratio. For example, if you want to turn the wheel, 15 degrees in game, you need to turn the wheel at least double that physically. So it's not that 1-to-1 action.
And that's a turn. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can see for the real professional racing that we all focus on here, it wouldn't be so good, but for casual playing of the game, it's all right.
Yeah, maybe if they did official support for it, for maybe like to put into single player, and you can use it if you want to. It's not going to be the best way to race, but if they actually added official support for it rather than just needing the use of mods to do that. But again, whether they could do that with the physics, I don't know. But I don't see why.
You're just driving along, and then you get like a controller. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, good question, Fozzie. Thank you.
Yeah, good question. Now that I think about it.
Thank you. Just save yourself.
All right, who's next?
Who's our next?
All right, next up we've got Mr. QuickNet Tech.
Ruff, you get to take this one.
You can't throw me in like that.
Yes, I can.
Welcome to the Choking Hazard podcast. What is your question and who's it for? That's it. That's as much as I'm going for. I'm not having anything special. As long as I didn't choke, that was fine.
There you go. You're fine. All right. Who's your question for? What's your question?
This would be for, I guess, Bruffy and 1322/Nodo in general. It would be, would you consider doing a multi-class race with a Turismo Classic, Infernus Classic, GP1, and Penetrator? So, say, like a 90 Supercars.
Yeah, sure. We'd need trainers to work online, and we can only do it on PC. But yeah,
I was thinking. You run a 5M server, so
yeah, we could do it on the 5M server like too, as well. So yeah,
sounds like a very interesting race. But
are they on pace with each other?
I was looking at the lap times, and they all seem to be right about 102 to I think it was 108. I think was the.
So, no.
Let's see, Infernus Classics was 106.
Yeah, I have the feeling Turismo was 104.
That would be GT3, I would imagine. Like,
yeah, and then the Penetrator was
GP
102.
Yeah. Then like 104
was 103.
Yeah. Huh. GP1. You know, why not? I mean, what's the deal with the trainer on PC? Is it still working?
It's currently detectable. Right. As far as I know.
Yeah.
So.
So no, none of these PC special events anymore for.
At least the one that we mainly use. I think there's some main like griefing menus that are working now, but not the one that we use that has car customization everything like that. So.
I'm all up for these sort of different events. Some of the better events that we've done in the past have been from. You know, the most recent one was the three coquettes and three different classes that you could never race together, all together in a race. But actually, it was great. It was a great race. And Boz had an example of doing that as well with the snow event and vehicles.
Man, that one's a real privilege.
That was a lot of fun. So
that
I think
was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm always up for doing those special types of things. And the one that I want to do the most is the sort of. The muscle car version, the proper muscle cars of, say, like a Dominator, a Drift Tamper, and the, what else was it? Was it the Buffalo? Bullet. It was a Bullet, yeah. Those are the three, you know, a supercar, a muscle supercar, a muscle sports car, and a muscle car. All about on the same pace, just one big race. But there's so many different options with that. And again, if Rockstar would just give us an option for an open class where we could choose any vehicle, it would be great to
then
do
all
more
of our problems
would
be solved.
So many things you could do, and again, it comes back to people being able to do events, and the creativity of the people creating the event should be the only thing that is limiting, rather than the class system in particular. So yeah,
mm-hmm. With putting multiple classes in, you guys would use it properly, right? But the guy trying to just spam races or something like that would just—he would just pick the fastest car or whatever in the game.
But even at that higher level, you have some interesting things going on with the with choosing your vehicle. Like you could go for the fastest supercar in the game, which would be. RE7B, or you could go for a motorcycle, but the motorcycle has risks involved. You could fall off of it. So, I mean, there'd be an interesting little balance, even at the top, with just morons doing things. So, you know, it kind of works for everybody.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when it comes to an open class, people who are just racing randomly, there's no difference between an open class or a motorcycle race. If people actually know what they're doing and choose motorcycles because they are the quickest. But I think there's nothing necessarily lost from adding an open class. It allows people to have that variety if they want to choose different things in random races. It allows us to to create different events with different classes of vehicles. And there's not really any change to the people who are racing in random races because they just carry on doing what they're doing anyway and choosing the same supers and sports class races regardless. Mm. So probably doesn't make that much difference to them. And I guess it would open up quite a few interesting things where you could join random lobbies in low-down cars, a coupe or a muscle car, and beat people who don't know how to race in supercars. That would be quite fun. That would be possible.
They're picking a car just because it looks question. Cool.
Like, choosing a Blister Compact and these all these people in RE7Bs and Tempestas in these random races who can't race, they go all knock each other off and you just win in a Blister Compact or something. That would be fun. Good question.
The first one I had ever seen for that was the police cruiser one, which was enjoy.
Yeah, that was a good one. I had a horrible race, but it was a good event. Cheers, man. Good question.
Yeah, thanks for the question.
All right, so who's our next caller, Impy Hammer?
So guys, we've got a write-in question. Normally, I wouldn't allow it.
The mailbox for once. We've checked two weeks ago.
We've checked the mailbox. Unfortunately, one of our regulars has a bit of a sore throat at the moment, so I'm going to ask it on their behalf. It's from regular Sherritt 18.
All right. Did he put anything in the envelope? Did he send some money or something in the envelope?
He didn't.
Just a question.
I've told you before about bribes. It's not allowed. All right.
Oh right. Okay.
So anyway, what's the question? If you imagine a world where Bruffy never did testing, I know it's sacrilege, but imagine a world where Bruffy never did any testing. Who do you guys think out of the racing community would be the person responsible for
testing? Hey guys, here, Kate. Do you know what?
You didn't let him finish the question.
Who do you think would be responsible for doing the testing videos, and why do you think it would be that person?
See, I answered the question correctly. It would have been Shaggy, I think. Or did he? Well, did he get into GTA racing because of you, Bruff?
He did.
I need more background. Would Bruff have just not done testing, or would he have not done racing at all?
Maybe if I didn't exist.
So if you didn't exist, I don't think this community would exist then. Personally, I think that you've seen kind of the outsiders maybe that have built Monaco Grand Prix, and it's just a garbage track. You've seen these tracks that are outside the racing community, but maybe they're into motorsport. That would be the extent of the racing community without you, and it wouldn't be a thing without you. So I don't think that.
Do you think we'd still have the straight line drag testings and all that kind of stuff, not the proper racing testing?
Yeah, we still have that now.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. You have to. I mean, there's a lot of names that are getting put in the chat of people who got into GTA racing because of what I was doing as well.
Yeah, but if he didn't, there's also didn't a exist, lot of then
yeah,
they wouldn't
and then there's a lot of people who are good at GTA racing. The top level, but would they? They haven't currently, and maybe they wouldn't have the motivation to actually make a testing series about it in that respect. So I suppose,
I think what we're saying is, Bruffy, you're our only hope.
A lot of people, people have started doing testing now, but would they have done that testing if there wasn't the base community there originally? Would they have just started doing like I did? Possibly not.
If Bruffy's not around, Summit doesn't find Bruffy, Summit doesn't find me.
Yeah.
You and me.
Oh my god, Broski wouldn't have been born. Yeah. Oh no. Is that the timelines?
We've gotta go back. Back to the future.
Interesting.
Anyway, that's an interesting write-in question. And we didn't even answer him, but there is no answer because we cannot answer the question.
Yeah.
Because everyone that is involved is involved because of him.
Wasn't there some knockoff Bruffy somewhere? There's many.
I'd consider myself a knockoff Bruffy. So
I'm gonna start watching his YouTube videos and doing the same thing and reposting them. You're up, Bruffy. You're up.
The thing is, it's happened before that people have done car testing and I think Shaggy did some car testing and Picano did some car testing, but they never do it to the extent that I do it. They'll do sports and supers, for example, and then lose interest. So it's not just about being able to test and it, or or having the interest to be able to take it around the track and do it. It's having the, because there's so many cars in the game, it's having the sheer want and need in yourself to actually go through all these cars and test them all and make videos about them all. And I think that's where people might, that's where it might suffer. People might do a little bit of testing here and there for some cars, but there'll never be, there wouldn't have been a complete works as much. Maybe there would have been, and maybe someone else would have taken up the mantle. I don't know. We'll see. But
they have to be good at racing too, though.
We'll see. We won't see.
No, but I mean, they have to be good. There's a lot of things that you've got to fulfill. I guess you've got to have the scientific mind of the testing stuff and be able to conduct testing properly. You got to be good at racing at least to a decent level. You've got to have the ability to make the videos and make those interesting, and then have the need to put them all down and go through everything. So, Mr. are you laughing at Mr. MM's comment?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you were. Yes. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe someone would have, but I guess we'll never know.
It only goes this high. Whoever fire call, come on. Can't draw.
Anyway, I gotta say, I do feel proud. This episode in particular has made me feel very proud about what I've done. What we've built up that's come from nothing.
Yeah, it's just been one and a half hours of us just jerking you off, basically.
Yeah, pretty basically.
You know. I mean, all of the podcasts usually boil down to that to some degree.
Well, last week's wasn't. Last week's was a completely the opposite of how everyone hates me. So it's nice to have the opposite side.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So,
yeah, good question. Yeah, okay, let's see who's next.
Good question. Next question.
Let's go. Let's move on.
we're going to get away from the racing side of things a little bit, but sorry, Anno has a question for us.
Hello, caller. You're on the Choking Hazard podcast. Who's your question for, and what is your question?
Hey, guys. It's for everybody. Also, greetings from Arkansas, by the way.
Oh, my man. Hello. God bless America. I got a question for you. How are you spending your Memorial Day weekend?
Passed out somewhere.
Yeah, with boys.
Best way to do it. What's your question?
All right, so what do you guys think we lost out on, or what could have been added to GTA Online if we had had wildlife like we did in single player and in Red Dead Online, stuff like that?
Some hilarious chokes.
Jesus, you're not kidding.
Just deer in the road.
Yeah. Just a rabbit.
She getting murdered by wildcats and whatnot. God. G-Fred would be way different.
G-Fred.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, imagine you could actually, there was horses and you could ride them. And
yeah, mount a horse. Yeah. That's your G-Fred vehicle.
I'm just imagining a shark.
Yeah, murder cats everywhere. Yeah. You gotta look out for murder cats.
I bet you would have a group of people who would go out and hunt. That would happen. You would get groups of people together.
That's where I would have went instead of racing.
Yeah, that's what you would have done instead.
Just homing missiles on a black bear. Just
just sitting in the forest.
What was the extent of how much we all played single player?
I 100% completed it twice.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Bo?
I'm working on my second time for story mode Mondays, which I'll probably never finish. I'm a terrible person at finishing a game.
Yeah.
a single player to me is the past. I can't go back to it anymore.
It is difficult.
So it's rough. Yeah. And the GTA 5 story to me, I like the whole three aspects of it, but I just can't go back. Yeah. I just can't do it, man. Yeah. I'm trying. I tried, too, multiple times.
I think it would be fun to have wildlife in. It would be fun to have a lot of
things. Well, 5M has it. That was a recent one. Was the 5M. Everything works fine.
Really?
The animals don't cause a bit of problem. Yeah. They updated 5M recently, and there's wildlife now. So I don't see why GTA Online can't do it, but they can't. So
I mean, where are we all supposed to get our own pets? Like, wasn't that something that we were supposed to do?
Oh, please don't do that.
Can I buy hats for my cat or something? Yeah.
And then someone just throws a Molotov at it.
So basically what we're saying is for the next iteration of GTA Online, we want a second life within GTA. We don't have to have our own life. We want to be able to have pets. We want all these added features of real life stuff. Just put that in GTA. And we'll
I want to have a hunger meter. I don't have a hunger meter. I will not buy the game.
I was going to say, just play The Sims at this point.
I know, yes. GTA, yeah, it's difficult. GTA is becoming something bigger than what it was ever intending to be.
Yeah. Have you guys heard what Rockstar's take is on, like, the 5M thing?
I saw the post that they put up as the support forum post, but was there something else?
Watch out. Any moment, any time, anywhere, you could get banned. Yeah. I don't know.
You could potentially get banned. So, like, the developer, initially, it didn't require, like, a Steam login or anything like that, so it promoted pirated games.
Mm.
So he's getting sued or something crazy. But when
but now it does. You have to have a legal copy of the game to play it, which is actually...
That was one of the things they implemented after that whole issue happened. When I talked to them about it, they said they can't touch it whatsoever. And they were
talked to them and they gave you an answer about it.
Well, when I was there, I asked them about it, and they said they will probably never do anything in that form.
Oh wow, go wild!
Well, I mean, the best thing that they could do is do nothing because it's promoting the game anyway. People are buying the game just because they want to go meet Sheriff Eli and get sent to the booty house. So
I honestly think that the fact that as long as it requires a legal game, like you say, there's nothing that they can do. Because they're just modding a game, and as long as you have to buy the game, then fine, fair enough. There's nothing that they would want to do. Like you said, it's so much. GTA is just blown up again for a second time with the RP stuff.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
All right. Yep. I think we're getting a little off topic though. So, thank you for your question, Soriano.
Animals get sent to the booty house. What are you talking about now?
We would have missed out on some pretty fantastic chokes in races. You got a little deer coming across the track.
You
got
to prop that deer.
A deer in the snow? Oh, man.
Ooh. Oh, man. Anyway, thanks for your question, Soriano.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Any more?
Can I just say that he sounded like Jesus?
We did have more questions.
Before we switch off.
Let's take one more. How about that, MB Hammer?
That's going to be our next question. We've only got one more.
Well, good. Thanks.
Mr. Ace Revolutions.
I got an embarrassment by something.
Whoa! Jesus!
We need to have everyone force muted before we bring them in, by the way.
You spooked me.
What are you doing? Anyway,
come on, what's your question?
Welcome to the Choking Hazard Podcast. What is your question? Who's
what kind of backlog do you guys have? I mean, guys in video game backlog.
Games our history? We need to play, but we haven't.
Yeah, like
I don't know. What do we want to play? Shit.
Yeah.
I have a huge backlog of games.
Yeah.
Shameless plug for Persona 5.
No.
I've got. So many Telltale games. I'm obviously doing Wolf Among Us on Fridays now, an episode of that after each one of these podcasts. There's so many on my Steam. This is the thing, that I've got a Steam list of games that I want to play, and I just never get around to doing them. There's not enough time. What about you guys?
In terms of streamer things, I need to get back to Devil May Cry. I've been doing a late night playthrough of that, and I've stopped doing it because I'm lazy. I'll take a look at my Steam.
Mass Effect Andromeda and Gears of War 4. Those are two big ones that I haven't finished the campaigns for. It's similar. It's similar to what Bo was saying earlier. It's like single player games and. Love the episodic ones that are, very short, and I do them in a stream. But trying to actually go back to a long playthrough, I'm finding it a lot more difficult since I've begun playing mostly online. It's difficult.
And I want to go back and play New Vegas again. I want to go back and play Fallout 4 again. But just the work alone getting that thing modded up to where I want it is, 20 hours. And then,
that reminds me. There's New Vegas multiplayer that's been released.
That sounds like the most buggy thing I could ever experience in life. So I'll pass on that one. There are too many games. There are way too many games to play, both on and off stream. Yeah. And I don't have time for any. and there's games coming out that I want to play as well. So
yeah, that's like, it. Too many games too in many. General. What about you, RDT?
RDT, how about you? I mean, you're on the Xbox One, so finding a game on the Xbox One is definitely a challenge. But do you have any that you haven't played out of the five you have to choose from?
Oh my god. Well, like Soriana said, I do really like Dark Souls, and Dark Souls 3 is one of the games that I want to play. The only Fallout that I ever played was 4, which I know that's probably really bad.
That's a disservice. You need to go
and I want to go back and play those. And then the only Elder Scrolls game I ever played was Skyrim, so I kind of want to go back and play those too.
You're okay there, I think.
Yeah, at least the old Fallout games are backwards compatible.
Yeah, true. I know Fallout 3 is. I guess New Vegas and all those
well.
Are too.
New Vegas cool. is as well.
What about you, Bull?
Yeah, I'll get up on those. But I just come across games. I'm like, that looks like something I want to play someday. I don't know. I don't really have a set list.
Bull? Kingdom Hearts plug.
Oh, why are you plugging?
I need to go back and play
yours?
That too.
Just get out of here!
No!
Shut up! We're trying to answer your question, and you keep butting in. We should just force mute people after they've answered their questions.
Man, I didn't have to be mean to the call in.
Come on, Bo. What's your back catalog? Have you got any that you want to play?
I have a retarded list. Like, it is. There's just so many games in my Steam.
I don't think you can use that word anymore. By the way, it's a PC show.
Okay,
he's not using it.
Throw that back in.
Differently abled, Nos.
I like RDT. Thank you. but my list of games is actually ridiculous, and I probably play 5 of them.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing to me, because there's so many different games to play, but there's so little time.
Yeah,
you know?
It's unbelievable.
You know, Bruff, you know, like, what are the viewers actually going to enjoy you playing? Because I'll play
see,
Star
that's
Wars
working
before
it into
some
a stream is
day.
Another thing.
Yeah,
as well.
That's it.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have any time, any free time to play games. So the games that I do play come from streaming, and obviously 2 streams a week, that's GTA, only leaves the last half of the Friday stream, and the kind of games that suit that the best are these episodic Telltale style games, Life is Strange, that kind of stuff. So when it comes to the big playthroughs, I'm just not having the time to play them. It's
BioShock, like that one. Remember when you gave up on BioShock?
I haven't given up yet. Twice. I haven't. It's still there. I'm still planning to go back to it.
The worst, Bruffy, have people bought you games that they want you to play and you haven't played them yet?
Yes. I feel so guilty.
Yeah.
I have played all of the games that people have bought from me. I do not share in this. But then again, I haven't had many games bought for me, so it's pretty easy.
But yeah, I know exactly what you mean with that. It is, it's tricky.
You're sitting there, you like fire up your Steam, you're like getting ready to go live, and you're like, oh, there's that game again. Like, it's like blinking red.
My Summer Car. Yes, My Summer Car. Go play it, bruh. You need to play My Summer Car.
Again, another one that somebody else got.
I will help you. I will help you build that car, all right? I'm a Satsuma expert, all right?
Please
don't. We've got to play My Summer Car.
Bruffy, don't do it. Don't do it, Bruffy.
I know what you mean, though. I absolutely know what you mean with that. Like, you see it in your Steam list every now and then. And it's just like, it shouts at you without doing anything. Guilt, play me. Someone paid money for this and gave you it. You haven't played me yet, you scum. Yeah.
Exactly. Man.
So yeah, lots of games is the answer to that one. Too many games. Thank you for your question.
Yeah.
Ace?
Yeah, good question.
Thank you, Ace.
That should be about it. That's all the questions.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Would you look at that? We did another podcast.
If I wanted to be a phone bank caller, is that an option or?
What you mean? If you wanted to call in,
like in future shows?
I want to ask you guys a question right now.
Okay. Bonus guest question. You're a guest. You can do whatever you want, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Right, I'm gonna start breaking stuff and start a riot.
Yeah, okay. Let's take that back immediately.
Real quick, just with obviously Grand Theft Auto 6 is gonna happen, right?
Yeah, has to.
And like we said, they accidentally created one of the best racing games. Where do you guys where do you guys want to see it go in 6?
Hmm.
In Grand Theft Auto 6, where do you want to see the racing, the cars, the curb boosting, the short shifting, the damage to the vehicles? Because obviously in you know 5M, you can hit a pole and your car won't work. You know, like, where do you guys want to see?
Yeah.
I think the physics engine should be completely rebuilt, so curb boosting isn't a thing, short shifting isn't a thing. Yes. All these little tricks aren't a thing. It can still be accessible, like in terms of the way that it is. It's quite easy to drive. So I don't mind the physics of GTA 5 as it is now. But I would take out all the little exploits to that. And basically, for me, more of the same. So I would have every single car have the same level of customization as Benny's vehicles, with racing modifications and all this kind of stuff. I would take out performance modifications. I would just have all cars, whether stock or customized,
really
be the same performance. I think that's a terrible strategy. I think everybody should have the same car performance if they choose that car, and any customization that goes from that is only visual rather than performance. Because
I think that's great.
I don't know if I subscribe to that.
I don't like that at all.
Or at least be able to tune cars up to a certain ability, you know? Like,
I think it's stupid that you have to pay money to get your car to be on the same level as just the exact same car in a stock form. I think it should all be customized, visual only, personally. But
that sounds like something more like, that sounds like sim related. That's going back to like Sims and having everyone must be on the same level by default. I don't know. Car customization is a big deal for me, even performance wise. If they expanded the performance, and I don't know.
Well, yeah, like it could go two ways. They could either expand it or bring it back to everything being stock. Well, either one of the two. But what they have now is terrible, I think. You just bang on the maximum transmission and engine, and that's it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. There's no downside to anything.
I would have
like
more.
If you
of
have
the
a
same.
Bigger spoiler, it should be more downforce, detriment to top speed.
Yeah,
stuff like that. It's give and take for the performance.
But then again, I agree with what Bloody Squirrels just said in the chat. Those Sims have too much tweaking, and I'm not sure how GTA would benefit from that kind of level of tweaking. I think it's better to keep it simple, to be honest. Which is why I wouldn't change the performance originally. You know,
well, like I said, that's why you keep it simple. Like, this gives you more top speed but less acceleration. It gives you more acceleration, less top speed. Like, and you know, it's very basic give and take, kind of like that. So like bulletproof tires have less traction, something like that. Like, you know, somewhere in between I think would be a good spot in terms of customization. But I don't agree with it all being stock. I don't know.
But I generally more of the same, I think, as a general answer to that. Better physics.
I would want
more of the same.
I would want access to developer creation tools right out of the gate.
Yeah.
So that we can delete polls and whatnot. Just for creations, obviously not for
Make our own missions as well, stuff like that.
Custom lobbies, you know, turn off cops, stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh god, yes. Far. The lobby system, you know, could be better. Both subscribed.
Yeah. Multiple locations, you know.
GG. Thank you for the subscription. I can actually thank you in person. I can thank a subscriber in person.
Yeah. A subscriber, unbelievable.
So the first time you've actually talked about a subscriber when it happened on the podcast.
Thank you.
Everyone else.
Sub hype. Good stuff. any more? Or should we put the question back to Bo? What would you like?
Yeah. Oh, turn it around.
Yeah.
Watch out.
I'm gonna flip it.
I haven't gotten that far. Like, I got as far as asking the question.
Oh, okay.
As not far as most people realize that story mode is almost irrelevant now that multiplayer is so big.
I think it's irrelevant because the GTA 5 single player wasn't particularly that great.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's why it's irrelevant. But anyway, continue on.
Yeah, but just more of maybe Franklin can interact, or whoever the next character is can interact with the multiplayer, like you can actually do missions with those people, you know? Like, I know they give you calls or whatever. Hey, I'm Simeon. Can I pick up this car? Yeah, you know, but just more to where multi or single player, that way it can kind of pull us multiplayer guys into the single player a little bit more. So like at a certain level in single player, you can do this in multiplayer, you know, just a little hidden things or maybe things that aren't hidden, but as far as like the racing physics of it all, I kind of want the cars to like in that Forza crash of the choke of the week. Like if you do that, you know, you do have a choke like that. Cause I flipped my SUV in the snow race and Nah said, Bo, do you need an ambulance? Maybe something along those lines. Like in single player, if you crash, you fly out of the windshield. I don't know why he's not wearing a seatbelt, but maybe give that option. Characters,
luckily yeah. wear their seatbelts in GTA Online.
Exactly, stuff like that. So I want something, you know, just more in depth.
Yeah,
you know,
more involved.
More. Yeah, you know, I crashed my car one time. I maybe have to take a pit, and that makes like if you guys do these long races, the pit lanes, the actual pits, they seem more imperative.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
people may have to take six compared to just the standard three that you all take. So yeah. something speaking, along those lines.
Speaking on that, how about some fuel? You guys like fuel? Ooh,
fuel, bam, yeah. Because yeah. I know I get fuel frequently, and it is expensive.
Yeah. God.
We have fuel in the game. I know our 5M server will have that. That should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Really good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, yeah. Bo, thank you so much for coming on as a guest. You have been a brilliant guest. Hopefully, we've done you a good service.
Everybody spam the guest chat. All of Bo's information is there. Follow him at those places.
Yeah, tell us where you can find you. Tell us where we can find you.
Twitch.com/BoskiJ. BoskiJ. Or if you want to make fun of me, Bowskitch. All one word. Twitter, the same thing, BoskiJ. So, and that's pretty much the gist of it, guys. But I want to say thanks for inviting me because I love Bruffy and Nas.
Oh,
and
no, please, come on. We've already spent an hour and a half a jerking this guy off. Can we move on? <It's
not that> So, I want to say thanks.
Well, thanks for having
great
us.
Great meeting
on.
You, man.
Yeah, yeah, great to have you on. Yeah. Some good insight and some good questions as well. Thank you, man, for coming on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And yeah, that'll be it until next week when we will do this all over again. Do you all want to say goodbye?
Another week, another mistake.
Just yeah, as always. For anyone watching this on YouTube or listening to it, all the information is in the show notes if you're listening to it, or in the description. Submit your chokes of the week, timestamps, all that kind of stuff. It's always down there, and you can watch all the previous episodes as well in the playlist. But yeah, that'll about wrap it up for this one. Do you want to say goodbye, guys?
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thanks so much for watching.
And goodbye from Ulysses Northcutt.
Yeah, have yourself a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Let me tell you, it's going to be great. Oh, boy.
See you later, guys.